the first time that you'll see the Bills, you know, since the last game, just what is your level of concern at all just with the Tre'Davious White situation?
Just been preparing all week, just like any other week. Preparing for a big game on Sunday with the team, with the boys, and just going to be ready for a hard-fought battle. Every single time we play the Bills, they're always battling hard. They're always mentally tough. They're always physically tough. And it's going to be a big game Sunday. And just got to keep on preparing. Got another 48 more hours to go before kickoff, so just make sure I'm ready to go.
Hey, Rob, did you reach out to Tre'Davious White in any way or vice versa and settle the matter between each other?
I've been just focusing on this whole week to prepare for the game and be ready to help out the team and be with my boys out there.
You watch the film on the Bills defense. I guess what do you see from White just as a player? You know, I think he's had three receptions the last four
years.
He's
a good player, no doubt about that. He's young and he can make plays, but he's a good player, no doubt.
Seems like they have a pretty tough secondary there. Their new safeties this year are playing pretty well.
They do. Like I said, they always battling. They're always physical. They're always ready, and it's always a battle. So that's where my efforts are going into because I know they're going to be bringing it every single time we play them.
Rob, did you hear that he took back the comment about calling you a dirty player, and what's your reaction to that?
Just focusing for the big game Sunday. Just preparing like any other week and just preparing as best as I can. And it was a good week of practice and still got 48 more hours to go.
After the emotional game last week, you know, the highs, the lows, and then the end, like the way it was, how do you flip the page and know that this weekend is the most important game?
This weekend is the most important game. And the page turned on Monday after that game, and it's just all Bills. Very good team, very good defense, and we got to be ready.
Well, it's hard to compare how you feel now to other years, you know, at this time of year, but just in general, physically, is this as good as you felt at this time of year in your eight-year career?
I don't even know. I mean, I'm going on year eight now. I don't even know how I felt 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I'm just trying to feel good right now and just play Sunday.
Do you think on that catch from the last game, the one on the last drive when you took it almost off your shoe tops that had some of your teammates excited? I mean, is that a catch you think you were always making, or is that a catch maybe that you're making now because of any changes, you know, that you made in terms of what you're doing workout-wise and stuff like that?
I just made that catch because that's where Tom finally threw it. He had a bad ball for once.
Before the season, about how you were kind of getting on the Brady plan with people's diet and things like that. How much has your plan changed this year? And there's been a recent report that Alex Guerrero's access to the team has been a little bit restricted. I'm wondering if that has impacted your preparation at all.
It hasn't impacted my preparation at all. I don't know much at all about that. I didn't read anything about it. I saw that there's stuff, and that's between Tom and the team. I don't know. I have no clue. But I'm just preparing, worried about the Bills, and just doing what I've been doing.
You still work with Alex?
Yes, I work up there. Very good.
Still doing the diet as well?
Good. It's good stuff. Good.
Rob, Richie Incognito said back at One Bills Drive a little earlier in the week that while the Bills have been saying all the right things and everybody's focusing on the game, much like you're saying, you're preparing, Sean McDermott has them facing it the same way, is that there's a code in the NFL. And when one player does something to another player, there's a tendency, maybe even from the officials, to allow some shots or allow a shot. Is that something, and he says he expects the defense to do something, is that something that has you concerned for your health going into the playoffs?
I'm just focusing on the game Sunday, and I'll just preparing the same, and we'll see how it goes. I'm tell you the truth, I'm just expecting a very good, hard-nosed football team on the defensive side of the ball for the Bills to be coming full speed like they always do every time we play them.
Final question for Ron.
We hear every game after post-game when Tom's at the podium, he talks about his trust in you and how that's evolved and how you guys have played so much football together. Year after year, how do you feel like that builds upon each game, each week, each day out in practice?
You can always get better, always have a better chemistry with a player, with a teammate. And every single week you can build. And there's always something. There's so many different type of movements on the football field, so many different things that you can learn about another player. There's so many different routes, so many different blocking techniques that the more you play with each other, the more you can learn about each other. So every time we go out there with a purpose, and that's to get better every single week, that's to prepare. So going out there and learning about your teammates, learning chemistry with them, there's always something that you can improve on. And every single week, that's what we try to do. We always try to improve. We always try to learn from each other where the ball's going to be and all that, you know, where I'm going to be. So it takes a lot of work, a lot of preparation. And it took 7-8 years now playing with Tom to get to where we are.
Communicate without words?
Yes, definitely sometimes. I mean, we can look at each other and know what we're thinking. I mean, it definitely just doesn't happen. I mean, we've been playing for 8 years, but it just doesn't happen because we've been playing for 8 years. It's happened because every time we go out on the practice field and we try to read each other, we try to feel out each other to know what kind of page we're on, and that's what brings it to this level so far.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Rob.
All right, guys. Thank you.
David.
Yep.